Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February are upon us. It's already the halfway point in the second month of 2023. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate. We have lots to celebrate today, Jennifer. One of them is that we have found ourselves beyond Valentine's Day and sliding down the hill into the end of February, the beginning of March, and before you know it, it's springtime in the Rockies, or springtime for Hitler.
It's
or
so
however.
Cold. Like, I love the winter. It is. I was telling you off air.
You don't know what winter is. Yeah.
I know.
Winter.
I'm from California.
In California. Yeah.
But what is it? Your right. blood is thin or your blood is... I think your blood is thin when you live on the West Coast. But it
could be.
It is freezing. It's 39 degrees today. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here shivering as I talk to you, so
really?
Warm me up, Stefan.
Can't have that. We'll warm it all up, yes. Okay, well, here's, depending on your point of view for football and the Super Bowl and the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs and whomever, very interesting that the Super Bowl ratings have come pretty much to the top of the heap.
They were good.
Yeah, 113 million for the game. Rihanna had 119 million people watching her for the halftime
show. Isn't that
show.
Funny? So more people came for halftime.
Watch for the halftime, I know. But the number is the third highest ratings for the Super Bowl in the,
57.
57, okay, so 57 years they've been doing this.
Now that's interesting, because I thought I looked at it as being the top rated.
No.
Maybe I read
2015 and 2017 beat this one in all of the telecast ratings, but still, with the fractionalization of all things streaming and on television, video, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it really is pretty, it's impressive. It tells me, well, somebody sent me a note that said, see, you're not right. You don't know what's going on. You don't like the football games. And look, at everybody's watching. No, that's not the point. I bring to your attention the reason that, for example, me, I'm not a fan of football, and I made it very clear why I am not. This festival that happens seems misdirected. It would seem we ought to have, I love it when it's Christmas time and our focus is directed toward goodness and grace and beauty and friendship and love and all of that, just like Valentine's Day is kind of the same thing. Do you think Valentine's Day is similar to Christmas? How many people raise your hands if you think, you know, why?
I think Christmas is much more meaningful, much bigger.
Yeah, it'd be more meaningful. Yeah, okay.
Kind of a Hallmark holiday, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still love Valentine's Day. I'm not trying to poo poo it. My dad sent me flowers yesterday. Doug. Probably, I don't know. I think they were from, I don't even want to give their, I think they were pro flowers, but gorgeous. Pink and like two shades of pink. They're maybe the prettiest roses I've ever seen. Probably from a hothouse.
Yeah. Well,
they were pretty.
You gave them. I bought some flowers yesterday, and I distributed them around to friends and staff just because I thought it was a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Why not? Say hello. Say happy Valentine's Day.
Fun.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Well, let's see here. Donald Trump has a gift from several people who are going to run against him. Very interesting poll out today for both Democrats and Republicans. A third of both parties in this poll, conducted by Gallup, I think, if I'm not mistaken, are unsure who should lead their party, but they are sure of one thing. They don't like Trump, and they don't like Biden. So it's very interesting that it's pretty much equal across the board. People who don't want Trump to be president, people think that Biden should go back to the dugout. And so the notable lack of enthusiasm for both of these guys is what I take away from that. And there's whatever other comments there are, that's what I take away from it. You're welcome to comment if you'd like. Social media connections for us, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. And then there's our connection line on the phone. Help yourself to 855-999-DOUG. That is 855-999-3684. Thoughts on, in this case, you know, if you're happy, hooray, we'll celebrate with you if you want. If you're not happy, who makes a better Republican and who makes a better Democratic candidate for president? Isn't this silly? We're talking about this February of 2023 and the election
you're
isn't
in high gear. Yeah, you're in high gear now. Ridiculous. All the races are starting to pull up. I was just saying this, for those people who are on the fence and don't want to vote for Biden or maybe what the Democrat Party has ahead for you, if you're worried about Trump and his tweets, think about who is most able to go in, knows where the bodies are buried, can disrupt all of the corruption that he started to uncover, which is why we're even aware of it 4 years ago, and can fix the economy at the same time and doesn't have to worry about being reelected. I think any conversation about who is best for Republicans right now is so silly because it is clearly... It really is. I mean, and you know, I love the process. I love watching the debates. I love all of that. But if you think we are in normal times, I got news for you. We are lucky if we have a couple of years that can withstand the path that we're on. And for people who don't like Trump's tweets, you're an idiot. Go overlook the tweets. Let him disrupt the deep state. Let him get back into office. Fix things
no
up.
Sale.
Get out.
Yeah, they're not selling me on that, but it's okay.
It's too bad
your
because
message.
You can't see the corruption.
No,
that's so
nah, I can see the corruption. I don't.
Who's
there is not one Democrat that I can think of, and there isn't one. I don't know enough about Nikki Haley or DeSantis to make a decision. But what
but
I
do
know,
you trust them
know,
to fix it when they're running for re-election, because you know that's what's going to happen with anybody who goes in. They're going to be worried about the next 4 years. They're not going
Jennifer,
to disrupt
you
the
are
apple
so,
cart.
You are so smart. You make such great arguments. I have my gut to deal with, and my gut tells me that there is something. I have to believe that there's something better in our political system than these two guys. That's and I've said this before many times, really
well,
recently.
All I would say is good luck.
The Trump is not going to make it through the primary. That's my prediction. Is that my wish? Yeah, well, I think he's done. I just don't like the confrontation. He's a child when
See,
it comes to
the
comments
point.
And making fun of people. That's not presidential.
But
yeah,
I
getting the
care.
Job done? Has he done the job? I know you don't.
Are but you has, voting for a popularity contest? Or
I'm
voting
for somebody.
Get the job done.
He can't
like,
get the job done. He can't get the job done the but way it ought to be
do
done.
Do you not see the decline in 2 years? Don't you?
I've seen it. Of course I have. But that doesn't mean I want to vote for Trump. I don't want to vote. I didn't vote for Biden in the first place. I might have had he not had Kamala Harris as his running mate, but you and I both know what a complete $3 bill she is. And even the talk among the Democrats is, oh, I'm going to have somebody else beside Kamala to run with Joe.
There are just so many lousy Republicans and Democrats. You need someone to
there we go. Yep.
The job.
Thank you. All right, so speaking of the president, he and Ms. Yellen were yelling yesterday about a potential economic crisis. That word, boy, is the most misused word in the English, overused word in the English language. Get that deal. We're going to increase the federal debt ceiling. Yeah, more money. Spend more money. Don't deal with it now. This is where you can go back to Trump, the corruption, the abuse. But the problem with Trump was there's so much corruption, especially what I'm most familiar with is the Agriculture Department. Sonny Perdue was so corrupt. What went on in that department during COVID was so corrupt. That's the kind of stuff I'm telling you. He didn't fix a problem. He created a problem by putting Sonny Perdue in charge of the Ag Department. So there are, again, finding better people to really go into these various departments and reach in and take the... If you want to go for the swamp, then go for the swamp. We ought to go for the swamp. Get rid of the waste and the corruption, my God.
But the swamp right now is not just about Sonny Perdue. The swamp right now is about people who have sold their soul to our adversaries. Who
no
are
question about it. No. Listen,
China.
You're not going to get me to argue with you about Biden. You're not going to.
I'm concerned about the Mark Milleys of the world. I'm concerned about the people.
But there are people like that in the Republican Party, too. There are rotten apples.
Mark Milley was in the Trump administration. This is not Democrat or Republican. This is about. And that really is what compels me about Trump. Because here, look, there are plenty of bad Republicans. That's why I don't think we should bring another one in who's not equipped to drain this, to get rid of the people with these connections. Sometimes you need someone with backbone who isn't flowery, and that is Trump.
The debt ceiling is the result of all this overspending. We spent so much money on COVID that was unnecessary. Through any department. Nobody wants to cut anything. Just keep spending, spending, spending. So you have a catastrophe. You do have a catastrophe coming. It's a catastrophe of overspending, overreaching, over-governmentalization. Deal with it. And then you know, you have a need, then find out what it is. But in terms of where we are right now, there's not going to be any default. There never is going to be a default. The cost of borrowing, I just got my interest rate on my loans knocked down because I asked. I know that the pressure is on to push the mortgage rates down a little bit. The auto loans are still more expensive than they were a year ago. Mortgages certainly are as well. Credit cards, and that's what they say. That stuff goes up again. And on top of that, Janet Yellen says, it's unlikely that the government would be able to issue payments to millions of Americans. This is all scare tactics. You know what? This is crap and tripe. How do you like that? I like the word tripe. It's not used that often. And
it's gross.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, this is nasty. Anyway, so Yellen says that they have to pass legislation that either raises the debt or suspends the limit. Are you kidding? Giving these guys, that's like giving them a credit card. Okay, spend as much as you want on anything you want. Just keep going so that we can keep doing what we are doing, which is what you and I basically are talking about. We don't want them to keep doing what they're doing. And nobody with any common sense thinks that the way things are going now are the way they ought to go. So how do we, you know, how do you take what's there and make it better? You start, if McCarthy has any balsam, then he's going to go and say, okay, we're not raising the debt ceiling without concessions and cuts. That's a start. Yes, that is a start. Okay. 18 after. This is Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder is jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's make it 23 after the hour. You ready to make it, Jennifer? We've made it to 23 past. Jay is off today. Jennifer is here. Jennifer Korn. I used to know there was a lady who was an expert in all things unmentionable that I used to have on my program. There were two of them, as a matter of fact. One of them was Jennifer Korn, her sister Laura Korn. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not, but I don't know where that came from. I haven't had them on, yes, for 20 years. Okay, let's get to things that are trending social media-wise from the celebrity desk. We start with Olivia Wilde and her ex-husband Jason Sudeikis, who seem to be cuddling back up again. Are they an ex-couple, or are they a now couple, or a soon-to-be couple? Let's figure that out after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. Okay, so there's another woman involved, Jennifer, in all of this. Her name is Erica Gennaro, and she appears to have been the nanny for Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis.
That's Rio Gay's sister, right?
Who's your what?
That's Rio.
Rio de. Yeah, that is Rio de, sister. You knew. How did you
Rio
know
de
that?
Janeiro?
You're so yes. You didn't have to. You didn't have to spell it out. We got it. Anyway, so they are at the other end of a suit. She's suing them, Miss Janeiro. She worked for them for 3 years. She makes allegations about the dynamics of working there. The two of them were having a hard time. They separated. She went to Harry Styles. I don't know. Did he go to anybody?
I don't think so. He always just looked really sad to me.
Yeah. If anything, he should have gone for the tall blonde in the TV show he's in. I can't remember her name, the English actress. That's phew. Anyway, okay, so back to the story. So this woman is suing them for what, though? That's what I don't get. So the two of them fought about their relationship. What's that got to do with her?
Well, I think they said something like they thought that they were discriminating against her or something like that.
What?
They fired.
What?
Some strange noise outside.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's Janeiro coming to your
house. I don't know what's happening. Rio de Janeiro is actually here in front of my studio right now.
Right.
But they claim that she, that was wrongful termination or something like that.
Oh, come on. She's a nanny, for God's sakes.
Oh,
baloney.
So
what a bunch of crap. It's
yeah,
just these
said
people.
She had anxiety and stress.
Yeah, right.
Tumultuous
okay.
breakup, and she felt right. she picked sides.
Why didn't she go and work for somebody else then instead of that? You know how much
it
these people.
It sounds to me like it was a little cha-ching, wanting to.
Yeah, of course it is. Cash out. Yep, exactly. So are Jason and Olivia back together? That's the real story here. They are not.
I think so. No.
Uh-huh. Do you think he's attractive?
Yes.
You do? In what way?
I mean, I think he's physically a good-looking guy. I do think that I don't like that he was, like, sad-sacking so much. It makes me feel like he would be kind of like a, I don't know, a little emotional.
Yeah. Really.
She's hot, though.
Some of us, she's too skinny. All right. 28 past the hour. We got that all taken care of, I think, to a point anyway, on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape, you put the double stick tape on your countertop, you blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
As Russian missiles continue to pound civilian and infrastructure targets, Ukrainian forces are inflicting heavy losses on Russia's latest push in their invasion. Nearly 1,000 Russian troops every day, with an estimated 5,000 troops in a single battle in late January. That's according to UK officials citing data from Ukraine. President Zelensky on Fox News via a translator.
If we will fall, this will be the start of the Third World War, or the recognition of the fact that NATO member nations are standing by themselves on their own.
A man who went on a deadly rampage with a U-Haul truck Monday in New York City was suffering from a mental health crisis, claiming he was seeing an invisible object coming toward him. That's what police announced. 62-year-old Wang Soar was charged Tuesday with murder and attempted murder in the attack. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Good day, Jerry.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Doug, don't worry about
showing your age. You're telling your age. My goodness, you sound so good, and so does Jay. I'm very happy with you because it was St. Valentine's Day, and I was sick as a dog. But the next day on the 15th, boy, you all made me feel wonderful. I'm 81, and I thank God for being 81. God bless you all. Happy Valentine's Day. You're my favorite, and I listen to you all the time. I love Jay, too. She made me laugh when she calls you Dougie. God bless you all. Love and peace. Bye, Sharon.
Well, I guess I had a Valentine after all.
Yeah, look at you.
That's sweet. All right, activate the Doug line as you will. Use it as you like. Just a friendly conversation, friendly. Oh, that's fine. Good example of that with that lady there. 855-999-DOUG is our connection. That's 855-999-3684. All right, so we are back into the conversation about what is going on in the world today. I have a statistic for you. Well, it's a stat of sorts.
Okay.
Do you know who the first president was to travel by plane for official business? Which president of the United States was the first person to get onto an airplane?
I don't know.
Ding, dong, ding. We have the Jupiter music.
Dun,
there.
Dun, 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 dun. Bum, bum.
How about we have the Jeopardy music? Dun, 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 dun. It was back in October 1910 when Theodore Roosevelt soared into the sky, a passenger on a two-person airplane flying above St. Louis.
Hmm.
3 minutes, it was in test of the whether or not he could handle it, because everybody was talking about this new way of traveling. Imagine that. It's only been 113 years since commercial aviation started. Wow. What would you think if Theodore Roosevelt were alive today and looking around, what do you think he would think? With all the, just if we take planes and that sort of transportation, how it has changed in just those few years. It's, you know, we're going to the moon and beyond. That's flight. So, now, anyway, so Roosevelt was the first person to go up in a plane. His cousin Franklin Roosevelt was the first president to travel for official government business. So the two Roosevelts were the history makers when it came to getting into an airplane. First time FDR got into a plane was January 1943. This was made necessary, obviously, by the war when they had the famed Casablanca Conference. Remember? I was going to say, we'll go there and where's Rick when we need him? All right, so anyway, that's that story, and you heard it here first. How about them apples? We were talking about the football. Well, I was going to say the football game, because we're not supposed to say Super Bowl. Maybe we can say Super Bowl after the game is over. It was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like if you don't profit from it or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really understand those rules.
Yeah. Okay, well, at any rate, Blockbuster Video's ad, I can't believe that they actually had an ad in the Super Bowl. I thought they were out of business. They ran a new ad on Super Bowl Sunday, and it resulted in a massive spike in sales. And it wasn't crazy expensive either.
Huh.
This was for the last remaining Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon, where we are heard every day. The Blockbuster store on Monday morning saw twice the number of online orders than all of last week combined. And she said that's a direct result of the ad that was on Sunday night.
Wow.
So Blockbuster still is a recognizable brand, but this is the only store that operates, and it's kind of a mom and pop store.
That's probably why they have the money for it, because it's probably one of those things where people are there, they go, oh, let's go to the last remaining Blockbuster or something like that.
Yeah, right. Apparently, it's a slow time of year for the store. What do they do there? They just rent DVDs? They just buy? Is it like the old time when you're going into the store to buy? Huh? Is that what happens there?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, exactly. All right, I'll hear from Kylie out there, and he'll tell me what the story is, I'm sure. All right, let's get to what's going on in California. We want to take advantage of Jennifer while she's here. So the first thing about California that attracted my attention here, and some people say, as California goes, so goes the nation. Nope.
Well, you better hope anyway, because it's
But the California as a state is kind of a trendsetter, especially when it comes to liberalism, progressive politics and policies, that sort of thing. The current governor is a doofus. Made news. Remember when, was he the first one to okay, as far as the state is concerned, marriage licenses for same-sex couples? It was not legal.
I don't know.
Was he the mayor of San Francisco then?
He was the mayor of San Francisco. I don't know if he was the very first, because the funny thing about Gavin Newsom is that he doesn't like to get out on a limb very often. He just likes to accelerate once he thinks he's onto something. So I'm not sure if he was the first. Maybe he was. Could have been.
Okay.
One of the first.
So anyway, there's Proposition 8 now, which banned the state from recognizing same-sex marriages. The voters approved that. When was that? When did that take place?
Long time ago. It was a while ago.
2013, maybe 2012, something like that. Anyway, the constitutional amendment is still on the books. However, the people who are advocating for a change in position, as a matter of fact, the state senator who represents San Francisco, what is there about San Francisco that they are so, they're crackpots there, literally and figuratively. It just isn't at all like any other place. Do you have to drink something special? I think, I've always thought San Francisco was a wonderful place to visit. I almost got a job there once, a long time ago. And it was a different city. It is a different place, as Los Angeles is, frankly. It's a much different place than it used
to be. It's even different from when I grew up. I mean, no rules. You can sleep where you want. You can do your business where you want. You can do anything you want, unless you want to, like, do something legal. And then they're like, oh, nope.
You don't want to do that.
You
want to
drive a gas-powered car? Nope. But you can live on the street. That's fine.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. You can poop on the street. That's even better.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so what's the story there? The Proposition 8, this is a recent, there is a, the California Legislative LGBTQ Caucus has introduced legislation that will rescind Proposition 8 and therefore make it legal to issue marriage licenses to anybody, you can marry a dog, I suppose, if you want to. There are people that probably would like to do that. Some people would be happier burying their dog. So,
probably some people's best relationship, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so where are you on all of this? Is this just getting national attention because it's different? If people in California, you talking about this on your morning program on KRLA?
I haven't talked about it yet, but it'll make its way in. If you think that you're not going to be able to get married as a gay person in California, I don't know. You can do anything you want here. I think it's probably unnecessary. I don't really care who you get married to. I just feel like government should not be involved in marriage, period.
No, me too.
That solves a lot of problems, because if you just find a church to marry, you find whatever. Like, let that stuff filter it out. I don't know why the government needs to give you a license to get married to somebody.
No, thank you. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. The winner of the largest U.S. lottery jackpot is a former student in the California public school system who wants to stay out of the spotlight. Lottery officials said Edwin Castro won the $2.4 billion Powerball prize back in November. Hadn't surfaced yet. They can't say anything else about him because his name is in the public record. That's it. They can't tell you where he lives, can't tell you how old he is, and that's good. That should be the law everywhere. That's it. No, you don't get to know who the people are who win. Why? What does that do? It most of the time ruin their lives, because every leech in the world is going to want to know who you are and pitch you on buying something.
I don't know what I would do, but I would imagine if you have a lot of people who are going to come after you and want to borrow money and just never leave you alone, get them out. None of their business.
Yeah, that's, I just not, uh-uh. Would you, if you got the lottery, would you want to keep it to yourself? I mean, the money, yeah.
I find it really hard. Guess what, Dougie? I just won the lottery. Guess what? I mean, I'd like to say that I would, but, you know, I don't know. I'm an oversharer.
Yes, you are. You're giving. All right, so anyway, that's happening in California as well. And then there are the strikes going on at dinner theaters in Southern California. the queens and the knights.
Oh, in medieval times, they're on strike.
Yeah. Yeah. So why are they on strike? Are they getting the usual reason, or is there something new?
I guess they just want better pay, better...
Well, and that's kind of what happens at Disney, right? Disney is the cheapest outfit in the world, and they... There was rumors of a strike. I don't know how... That hasn't gone anywhere. But you remember when we were talking about this a couple of years ago? They don't even wash the clothes, the people that play the characters, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Mm-hmm. And
inside those costumes in the heat. They still choose to do it. It's just...
Yeah, it's a job, right, yeah.
They said that they've been working for like 6 days a week, and they've been going back and forth on wage negotiations with management since December. I think probably the buried lead here is that those people are unionized.
Yeah, so the union's not doing anything for them.
The knights and the queens and the wenches that serve you your chicken, they're unionized.
And they're smelling. Okay, Michigan State shooting. A lot of details have emerged from the shooting on Monday night at Michigan State. Police said sophomore Brian Frazier and Ariel Anderson, junior Alexander Werner, all from Michigan, were killed. Five others in critical condition as of this morning. The shooter has been identified as Anthony McGray of Lansing. No motive. Huh? There's 50,000 students.
They don't know what the motive is. His dad came out, and I guess he used to shoot his gun into the backyard. And his dad was like, "You're disrupting the neighbors." The neighbors were complaining. Yeah. I guess his mom had a stroke, and he kind of went off the rails. They had a wellness check on him last week, thinking that he was, like, the cops were called out. Mm-hmm. And from what I heard, he had run-ins with the law in the past. So, Here we go.
There you go, Bunga. All right, so we were talking about Janet Yellen and Biden, and you better up the debt limit. The way that there's a confusion here, and we need to point this out, because the consumer price index has gone down again for the seventh consecutive month. It's down now, it was almost 8%, down to 6.4% year over year. So why are we continuing, why does the Fed continue to increase the rate, the interest rate? That's what's causing
the inflation.
Well, but then, no, now we've gone too far with it, frankly, I think, anyway. All right, 48 after the hour.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Riligolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Yeah. you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Farm food and family time on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with the recall of the day. This is not specifically about farm and food, but it is something that affects the family. The recall of tens of thousands of lab SARS tests. The brand name is Skip. SKIPPACK. Nothing bad will happen to you if you use it, but they don't have appropriate clearance, so they could result in inaccurate tests. All right, so these things, at this point in time, why are you even bothering to test yourself for COVID? What, you know, you get it, you're going to have it, you test yourself, you get the flu, you test yourself, you get the, it's, we're done with this already. Let's get moving and move ourselves out of that place of fear. I was noticing around my farm, and I wonder if it's the same around where you are, that the maple sap is running. I have buckets. There's a young couple that makes maple syrup around here, and they tap my trees on my home farm and up the street on the dairy farm. And they are in the process of doing that now. And I've been driving. I was in Western Mass and actually in New York State over the weekend driving in farm country. And you can see these huge, intricate, if any of you have ever seen them, it's really amusing. There are, and usually they're set up and they just leave them, these half, three-quarter inch plastic hoses or pipes that are clear that are connected all around a maple lot to get the sap to run into one central location. So it's yummy stuff. It's time for the maple producers to be acknowledged as the good folks that they are. Work hard. I know one of my good friends out in Western Massachusetts has a mill. They call it the Sugar Shack, where they bring in. They have maple syrup coming from all over that part of the state. They bring it into their processing house. It's really fascinating. If you ever get a chance to go watch maple syrup being made, you should, because it's fascinating how it's done. Okay, let's get to the inflation problems when it comes to the cost of food. Apparently, some of the local grocery chains are pushing back on food price hikes. A lot of people are also opting for generic alternatives instead of the pricier brand name items. And food suppliers are being pushed to lower their prices. This isn't fair to farmers. Once again, the inappropriate focus on where this should come, it should not come from the farmers. But I'm looking at some political things that are going on. The eggs being expensive, members of the Republican Party have jumped on that as an example of inflation and how we have to get it down. I thought it was very interesting. They used eggs as the bellwether of what, well, it is a pretty good example, but so is Coca-Cola. There are other things. You know, you go to Whole Foods and you see things, it's always whole paycheck. There are smaller regional grocery chains, however, like Hy-Vee, that are trying to cut the prices. They're negotiating with some, like the Driscolls of the world. Those guys, they're big. And so, yeah, you ought to be able to somehow or other negotiate that. But the local farmers, no. The local farmers need more money, not less money. So let's not get things confused. Also, in terms of eggs, well, it depends on whether you're a farmer or you're just a user of eggs, but if you know this, I've explained this a number of times, the difference between chickens and hens. Chickens are for food, and eggs come out of a hen. So the hens normally don't, you know, when they're done laying, they go to Campbell's Soup and places like that. They chop up the old, you know, that's why the chicken is so tough in those soups. But now there are these people that are raising chickens who want to have them live a little bit longer, and they want to, because they are, some of them producing eggs. As a matter of fact, I think that there are 400 million surplus eggs that come from the chicken producers every year, and the government says you can't sell them as eggs. Huh? Why? They're eggs. What difference does it make? It's just one of these stupid government rules, and especially with the prices of eggs surging as they have over the past year or so, why not? Well, some people say, well, the bird flew, maybe the chickens will lay. Well, you're going to know that. That shouldn't be the arbiter as to whether or not you sell the eggs. If this bird flew, you got to kill the whole flock. And that's what happens. But the National Chicken Council, who knew that there was a chicken council, wants to have the Food and Drug Administration change the rule so that chickens that are for meat can also, their eggs can be used for you to eat. That's probably okay. But once again, the government will take their time, their sweet time, and therefore who knows how long it will take to get that into the pipeline, if you will. Family and farm stuff on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.